With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Today is Friday, September 10th. What to know about the president's new COVID-19 plan that will require 100 million Americans to get vaccinated. Also, 20 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, how the nation is remembering the victims and heroes. Plus, new Ray-Bans that can listen, play music, and take pictures. How thousands of American workers can now go to college completely free. And a new ad campaign telling people to stop watching movies at home. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New federal vaccine requirements will affect as many as 100 million Americans. President Biden announced the new rules in a speech last night, and they're the most demanding vaccine requirements yet. Here are the details. All businesses that have 100 employees or more will have to make sure their workers are either vaccinated or get tested every week. Employers will also have to give workers paid time off to get vaccinated or recover from any vaccine side effects. The president also said all federal employees, including government contractors, will have to be vaccinated against COVID-19, and they'll no longer have the option to get tested instead. Healthcare workers in most settings that receive Medicare or Medicaid will also have to be vaccinated. Again, all of these new mandates together cover about 100 million workers. That's two-thirds of the U.S. workforce. Some public health leaders are applauding the president's new initiatives to get the nation vaccinated, including the American Medical Association. Others say he should take even more steps, like mandating vaccines for airline travel. On the other hand, some Republican leaders say Biden is going too far by forcing companies and workers to do this, and they're promising to fight these mandates. Leaders of various workers' unions have had mixed reactions. The president's announcements were not just about vaccines, though. He also announced new plans to increase shipments of COVID-19 antibody treatments by 50%, to send federal teams in to help overwhelmed hospitals, and to make it so pharmacists can give people treatments for COVID-19 as well. President Biden also announced plans to increase COVID-19 testing. Now, this is all in response to a new wave of the virus. CDC data shows in recent weeks, confirmed cases have shot up to an average of about 140,000 per day, and an average of 1,000 Americans are dying each day. The vast majority of severe illnesses and deaths are among people who have not gotten their COVID-19 shots yet. Also of note, for the first time, a major school district decided to start requiring COVID-19 vaccines for students. Children 12 and older in Los Angeles public schools have to be fully vaccinated by January to show up to class. If they're not, they'll have to opt for online-only classes and no extracurricular activities. It's not clear yet if this could set a precedent for other school districts to soon follow, so stay tuned. The U.S. Justice Department is now suing Texas over its new strict abortion ban. The government's lawsuit says the new law is unconstitutional, that it prevents women from their right to have abortions. So the suit argues it should be invalid and unenforceable. Remember, the new Texas law bans the procedure as soon as doctors can detect a heartbeat. That's usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy and sometimes before women know they're pregnant. It also lets private citizens enforce the law by suing providers or anyone else who helps someone get an abortion. In response to this latest action from the Justice Department, the Texas governor is defending the law, calling the legal challenge a politically motivated distraction. And his office says it's confident the courts will, quote, uphold and protect the right to life. So it looks like this legal battle could go on for a while. Some legal experts expect it to make its way back to the Supreme Court in the next few weeks. For the first time since the U.S. military left Afghanistan, an international flight took off from the Kabul airport. More than 100 foreigners were on board the Qatar Airways jet, including Americans. It landed in Qatar last night. The passengers are now staying in a facility with other evacuees until they can go to their final destinations like the U.S., U.K., or Canada. Other international flights are expected in the coming days. But it's still not clear what will happen to the tens of thousands of Afghans still in the country who qualify for American visas because they were allies in the war effort. The Taliban still have not said if they'll let those people leave. Meanwhile, other flights are going into Afghanistan, stocked with humanitarian aid like food supplies. The United Nations says as much as 97% of Afghanistan's population could plunge into poverty by the middle of next year. Well, this weekend, the U.S. will mark a painful milestone, 20 years since the 9/11 terror attacks. It was September 11th, 2001, when four hijacked planes crashed, two of them into New York City's Twin Towers, one into the Pentagon, and a fourth into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 Americans were killed. It's still the single deadliest terror attack in human history and is the single deadliest day for firefighters and law enforcement officers in the United States. So tomorrow, we remember. The president and first lady will travel to all three sites where planes crashed. Former President Obama will also attend the remembrance ceremony in New York, and former President George W. Bush will give a keynote address in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Other remembrance events are happening as well. Houses of worship all around the country are encouraged to ring their bells at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time when the first flight crashed into the World Trade Center. Then at sunset tomorrow night, lights will illuminate 4 miles into the sky over New York City, mirroring the shapes of the Twin Towers. Other New York City buildings like the Empire State Building, Metropolitan Opera House, and Lincoln Center Plaza will light up in blue as part of this tribute. Here at The Newsworthy, we did speak with a former American diplomat who spent 3 decades in the Middle East. Our main question to him, is America safer now from terror attacks than it was 20 years ago? Look for that special edition Saturday episode out tomorrow morning. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Ritual. When it comes to something that I put in my body every single day, I want to know that I can trust the ingredients and that it's doing what it's supposed to do. That's why I appreciate that Ritual has invested in gold standard, university-led research for its vitamins. For example, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels in 12 weeks, helping to fill common nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Ritual has also committed to third-party testing from places like the Non-GMO Project. So all of that makes me feel great about taking Ritual vitamins as part of my daily routine. On top of that, Ritual's vitamins are fresh-tasting, and they never upset my stomach. They're also convenient. I only need to take 2 pills once a day. And when I'm ready for more, my vitamins show up at my doorstep, so I never run out. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. If you thought this summer felt hotter than others, you were right. It turns out it's tied for the hottest summer on record in the U.S. The U.S. government agency NOAA says it has not been this hot since 1936, which was the infamous Dust Bowl summer. Between June and August, the average temperature in the continental U.S. was 74 degrees. That's more than 2 degrees warmer than averages in the 1900s. 5 western states, California, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, and Utah, had their hottest summers ever. And 21 other states, stretching from the Northeast to the Rockies, recorded top 10 hottest summers. Only southern states had average temperatures. Extreme weather has also been a major problem. Scientists say this summer was one of the wettest on record, causing deadly flooding in some states. Meanwhile, western states are experiencing a mega drought that has pushed reservoirs to dangerously low levels. Plus, wildfires have burned nearly 5,000 square miles so far this season. Scientists have been tracking climate records in the U.S. since 1895. NOAA says 4 of the 5 hottest summers on record have happened over the last 11 years. Ray-Ban glasses are getting a lot more high-tech. Ray-Ban and Facebook have teamed up to roll out smart glasses that are being called Ray-Ban Stories. They look just like regular glasses and weigh about the same. You can even have prescription lenses put in. But they also come equipped with a camera and speakers. They can play music and podcasts and accept phone calls. No headphones necessary. The glasses can also snap photos and record 30-second videos, which are saved to the person's smartphone. A white light will shine from the glasses whenever the camera is activated. Critics argue the glasses could be an invasion of other people's privacy, though, since, as The Verge reports, the light is not very bright, so others might not realize they're being recorded. The smart glasses are now on sale for about $300 in the United States, Canada, the UK, Ireland, Italy, and Australia. A big announcement from Amazon. Its workers are about to get a free ride to college. The online retail giant says starting in January, it'll cover the costs of tuition, books, and fees for its full-time hourly employees in the U.S. Employees who have been with the company at least 3 months are eligible. And part-time staffers working at least 20 hours per week will get half their tuition paid for. Amazon says the program will work for hundreds of colleges around the country. The company will also pay for high school diploma programs, GEDs, and programs for workers learning to speak English. Amazon is upping its benefits to compete with other major retailers for workers. Walmart and Target have also beefed up their education benefits in recent months. For the first time ever, the largest movie theater chain in the world is spending money on an advertising campaign. AMC Theaters partnered with actress Nicole Kidman for a commercial. It's meant to persuade customers that movies are better when seen on the big screen instead of watching at home on a streaming network. Traditionally, theaters have not needed to promote themselves. The movie-making studios usually took care of that by promoting new films. But theaters have continued to struggle with ticket sales, especially since COVID-19 cases have been ticking back up again. AMC is spending $25 million on this campaign. It's airing on TV and online in the U.S. and across Europe, as well as in the theaters themselves. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. My family has really enjoyed our KiwiCo crate for our baby Dax. The crate provided us with new ideas and the supplies needed to help his little brain grow and develop during playtime, which meant this sometimes sleep-deprived parent had to put in a little less energy and effort and yet still provide something super valuable to my child and his development. KiwiCo's research-backed crates are delivered monthly and come with all the supplies needed for that month's project. I appreciate that each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has a focus on STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, making those subjects fun for kids of all age groups, from babies to even teens. In fact, older kids love getting mail that's just for them. It's a great way to start the school year knowing they have a package to look forward to each month. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. And right now, you can get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A single mom in Tennessee who works three jobs to support two kids is making a huge difference for other single parents in her community. Brittany Starks has been donating her time to braid children's hair for free just in time for the new school year. The process can take up to 6 hours per child, and at a salon, it can cost up to $300. Starks says she was inspired to give back after a family friend dropped off backpacks filled with school supplies and new clothes for her kids. She said that unexpected act of kindness made her want to pay it forward in any way she could. And she knew she could do hair. So Starks posted on Facebook offering free braiding services for kids. She soon had 35 appointments. To get them all done before classes started, she recruited two volunteers to help out. And now Starks plans to make this a monthly event. She started a GoFundMe campaign to pay for supplies. The effort has already raised about $34,000 in just a little over a month. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Then tune in Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening and have a great day.